if you've ever been to a Mets game, either at Shea Stadium or Citi Field, you may have run into Luke Gasparri at some point. For 55 years, he was a key member of the Mets family, working as an usher. Now, 95-year-old Luke Gasparri has died. Here's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
Private Luke Gasparri, separated from his unit, was alone in the German forest.
And I'm crying, I'm praying.
Playing dead as Nazi convoys passed. Then he hears a motor.
And it's the Americans. A jeep was in the front of the convoy.
To make sure he's not an imposter, he's asked who the president is.
I said, President Truman.
He's asked where he lives.
I said, I live in New York City.
He's asked his favorite baseball team. And at that time, it was the Yankees.
He said, where are they located at? I said, 161st Street and Grand Concourse in the Bronx. The most famous words, let's go, soldier.
He spoke with journalists Laura Mofta and Kevin Million in 2015. After coming home, starting a family, getting work as a mail carrier, he began a job as an usher with the Mets when Shea Stadium opened in 1964. He retired from the job just last year.
The energy that everyone loved him anywhere he went.
Luke Gasparri III says his grandfather's spirit will live on.
Keep working, keep active, keep busy, keep loving life, going after it.
The Mets, in a statement, say he held a special place in the team's family. Luke Gasparri was 95. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 88.